Yeah, what's gonna happen if this plan don't work, eh?
The old man will boot us out of the house and we'll have no place to sleep.
Yeah, I could live in this van, eh? I don't need no
Take
place.
Take off. You need money to live or you'll starve.
Yeah, well, this plan sucks. I ain't going in.
The Artur, I'll tell the old man you gave away his beer money.
Okay. You boss me around.
Well, Elsinore. 24.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24. Yeah.
24 Elsinore. 1470.
I believe there'll be no charge on this two for a beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
Okay. We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh? Yeah. Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery. Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay, we're going. Yeah, see you. Jeez, there's a lot of arrows, eh? Elsinore Castle?
Yeah.
Elsinore Brewery? Royal Canadian Institute for the Mentally Insane? Hey, that's a loony bin, eh?
Yeah, it sure looks spooky up there. I don't like the look of this at all.
Where should we go, loony bin or brewery?
I'm taking you to the loony bin.
Take off, take me to the brewery.
I'm going to the brewery.
No way, go to the brewery.
All right. But then I'm taking you to the loony bin.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yeah. We have an appointment with that guy there, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Elsinore passed away recently.
No, wait. Yes. Well, we made the appointment with the deceased quite some time ago, eh?
Wait. Okay, you know his replacement, eh? Like the new boss? We made the appointment with him, eh? What's his name again?
I'm afraid that's private company business.
I see. Well, perhaps one of these would refresh your memory, eh?
It's a jelly.
The day after he died, his brother Claude married his wife and took over the entire brewery. But there's a daughter.
Go, eh?
It's my last one.
Go.
She just turned 21 and legally inherits the whole brewery.
So she's the new boss?
Good morning, Miss Elsinore. I'm Brewmeister Smith. My condolences to you on the loss of your father.
I appreciate your sympathy, but I came here to talk about my plans for the brewery.
What? We're having a meeting.
You Claude Elsinore?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, we found this mouse in a bottle of your beer, eh? Like, we was at a party, and a friend of ours, a cop, had some, and he puked. And he said, come here and get free beer, or he'll press charges.
Henry, could this have happened?
Well, not so long ago, when there were men on the bottling lines, this sort of thing didn't happen.
So let's get some men on the bottling line. We'll see you guys later.
Hey, thanks for the job, Dave.
Yeah, we'll work real hard.
Where'd you boys get all this beer?
You stole it, didn't you? I'm calling the police.
No way. We got jobs. This was free beer, Dad. There's more outside.
How much more?
Oh, about 10 or 12 cases. We got jobs at Elsinore Brewery. We work there now, eh?
Do you hear that, honey? They got jobs. They got free beer.
Okay, Doug?
Yeah?
You spent quite some time in a brewery, eh?
That's right, I did.
Shooting in a movie. So I guess you're an expert on beer, huh?
Well, Bob, I know just about everything there is to know about beer now. Go ahead, ask me anything.
How exactly is beer made?
Could you be a little more specific? Because I'm sure most of the people don't want to hear the whole thing.
Good point. Okay, you know when you take your empties back?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that part.
Okay.
And you know when you take them back and you get new beers and you go home and you drink them?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that part.
Okay.
I'm talking about everything when the empty gets back to the brewery to when it's filled up again at the brewery to go to the store.
Okay, thanks for narrowing that down for me, Bob. Well, basically, you're looking at a situation here that's like hops and barley, eh? And then they put it in big tanks, and they let it rot in there. And when it gets really rotten and you think that it's going to be so smelly that it'll kill you, they take that liquid and drain it off and make that into beer. And then finally, at the end of it, they put that in bottles and it comes out. And that's when you take it home and enjoy it, eh?
Doug, I want to thank you on behalf of all your listeners for a real detailed and complete explanation of the process of beer making.
Well, thanks, Bob. I just hope that, like, it wasn't too complicated and it didn't sort of leave people with their heads spinning.
You know, knowing that you're such an expert,
yeah.
I'd like to talk to you sometime about the internal combustion engine or building a home.
Beauty.
Okay.